Photography, an underrated web skill. Our aim here is to turn you into the web equivalent of a triple threat. In Hollywood, a triple threat is someone who can dance, sing, and act. Already, you know the basics of marketing. You can write, you can design, and you can build websites. That little bit of extra knowledge puts you head and shoulders above all those webmasters and marketers that just spam the web with derivative content. The next thing to look into learning, then, is photography. Photography is another skill that can help to elevate a brand to the next level online. And this is in a lot of demand among publishers. That's because photography can be used to accompany a blog post and make it look more engaging and interesting. And it can also be used in order to promote a product and make it look like something that people will be eager to buy. Photography can really help to sell the dream, as we discussed. And this is particularly powerful when used on social accounts such as Instagram, where it can help you to make a massive impact by promoting a certain lifestyle and dream. Learn photography, and you've learned just one more skill that 99% of people who try to make a name for themselves online don't know. And that makes you even more employable and gives you even more of an edge over the competition. The laws of great photography. So what does it take to make incredible photographs? First of all, having a great camera can, of course, make a big difference. While you shouldn't make the mistake of believing that your success entirely comes down to having the right camera, this will indeed make a big difference. You don't need to spend a fortune. A good place to start is by getting a mirrorless camera that will give you manual controls regarding focus, aperture, etc. The Lumix G7 is a fantastic starting camera, and especially if you combine it with an extra lens such as the f1.7 25mm. This won't set you back more than a few hundred dollars, but the results will be photos that look like they were taken by a professional photographer, and video that has an almost movie-like quality. That said, if you are forced to make do with a camera phone, it's still possible to take great photos. Just spend some time thinking about each shot rather than simply pointing your camera directly at whatever is the subject matter and having it the center of the frame. Try to be more original and creative in your photos and ask yourself, what is a story you're trying to tell? What do you want to convey through your images? What emotion are you trying to evoke? How could this shot be made more interesting? A good starting point is to consider not just the foreground, but also the middle ground and the background. This can help you to create a sense of depth, and when done well, this should lead the eye deeper into the picture and create more of a sense of 3D. This is also better for portraying scale. Scale is something else that is important, by the way. Photos of mountains and views often look dull because they don't convey the height or the depth, and that means that they can't portray what it really feels like to be there. To solve this problem, look for additional elements that you can include, such as pebbles and rocks in the foreground, or of course, a person. Likewise, you can use things in the foreground to frame something in a more interesting manner. Leaves around the edge of your photo can help to frame whatever is happening in the middle ground and provide that depth as well as the feeling that you are peeking out at the action that is going on. In these situations, think about the focus too. Do you want to open up the aperture and focus on the foreground? That way you can blur out the background and really make the subject the focus. Or do you want to focus on the background more and blur out the foreground, thereby making sure that the foreground, while decorative, isn't distracting? Or perhaps the foreground and the background are thematically linked. That might mean a pair of shoes thrown off on the floor while someone runs off into the sea in the background. This works well because it tells a story rather than simply showing a static and dull image. Upward angles tend to make something look bigger and thus more important. Downward angles can meanwhile have the opposite effect as you would probably expect. Think as well about the way you set up the shot in terms of the lighting. You'd be surprised how few people even consider lighting, but this is a very important factor. Make sure that the light isn't behind the subject. Ideally, you want a soft light that will hit the subject side on, creating shadows and depth through what is known as Rembrandt lighting. Or how about using brighter light in order to create stark contrast? That might mean having shafts of light coming in through the blinds, for example, and creating a sense of time. Again, it's all about the story you want to tell, and your photos should inform that story. Finally, consider the background and your presentation. If you're taking a photo of yourself working on the computer to demonstrate the laptop lifestyle, then that can be a really great way to subtly promote a product that teaches people to work online. But this will only work effectively as long as the background isn't filled with piles of ironing and washing. Remember, every item tells a story. So think about the story you want to tell and set the scene accordingly. And spend some time reading. You need to learn about the exposure triangle and more in order to become a truly great photographer.